Hello and good evening, Cosmic Explorers, and welcome to your Friday night tune-up. I'm your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Welcome, welcome, welcome all you Cosmic Explorers to this beautiful Friday night on a full moon. I've got a storm brewing out the window here, so you might get some crackling and thunder and lightning, so who knows what's going to happen. So, but it's kind of like how the world is right now, isn't it?
Pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, I tell you, it's a beautiful experience that is happening on the planet right now with the Earth reminding us of her true power, of her true field as she continues to open up other chakra energies. But before we get into tonight's episode, which we have no idea what it's going to be about, but tonight, I just want to extend a heartfelt gratitude to all those who watch and share this show, and your donations that you guys sent us to keep the show going. And soon there's going to be other opportunities for you guys to help us even more to keep the show to keep the show going with affiliate programs and things like that. So I'm super excited to share that with you guys and to expand not only the show, but also your health, because your health is also very important to us. So, yeah, all these beautiful things are happening and unfolding as we move into this newness.
And real quick,
So Patty is here, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hello, Patty. I want to welcome everyone who's joining us. And also, if you guys have anything out there, that any products or anything that you make that you would like for us to share to help assist you in your growth, please let us know. Because we you support us, we support you. So, you know, if you have anything out there you'd like to share or bring on, or any products or anything like that, please let us know. And we'll be more than happy to help assist you in your growth as well.
Yes, because it's a win-win-win for us all, because when you grow, and when we grow, you grow. So it's all about that collaboration right now on the planet. It's all about stepping into that new divine heart energy as we move forward in a better, beautiful, loving space.
And that's where we need to be. Once again, it's just like get out of that mind that, you know, has just had us so imprisoned for so long, and get into the heart and listen to the heart. So, and that's where everything is right now.
Yes, exactly. I just want to put this comment up really quick. And again, thank you to Rob Bangarang, because Rob is in here with us, and everyone else who's watching with us this week. But yes, all stars, way to go on assisting others. So yes, so Facebook user, I don't know who you are, but like I said, for those who are watching on Facebook, and if you are in one of my Facebook groups or just on the page, in order for us to see you, to recognize you, please allow yourself, allow StreamYard permission to access information so that way we can be of assistance to you this evening as we move forward. So. Yeah, so what is it tonight? I mean, we're in this full moon energy where it's still on the path of this portal energy. You know, there's like all this whirlwind, this hurricane of newness that's exploding and expanding that's on the planet right now. So, I mean, I know that you are feeling it just like I am. And so where do we go from here?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I've been really, you know, questioning that a lot this week. I've been in this space. Like last week I had, you know, I had all this mud come to the surface. I mean, I had a couple breakdowns, you know, but it's okay. You know, that is part of the human experience. And that's what's happening right now. All that old that does not serve us anymore is coming to the surface right now, and a reflection of what's going on in the world as well. So, you know, that's what I was sitting with last week. And then this week is just like a whole different dimension. I had moved all that through. Actually had a couple sessions this week with people that, that just kind of showed up and really helped me to really acknowledge some stuff that I had no clue. Like one thing that surfaced, which is really cool, you know, because I know everybody has things around money. That love money thing.
don't even talk about that. That was my thing yesterday. So.
Oh, well, that's what came up the other day for me. So what came up, which was really cool. And so this one particular session I had, and I highly recommend everybody out there, you know, find somebody that, that really matches with you to work with, to help you unravel some stuff you might see, or to look at things at a different angle that you're not seeing it, to help you clear this stuff out. Because I don't care who you are on this planet, you've got stuff coming up. And so the big thing for me was this whole thing of inheritance being stole from me.
Oh, you don't, you know? Yeah.
And that has happened to me in this lifetime. And then we rolled it back with this whole thing of going way back in time of this whole family thing. And so it was this whole belief system I had around not being able to receive, in that I would lose everything and I was the scapegoat. Like the family always comes against me as I'm the bad person. So it was this whole like intertwined quantum entanglement I had locked around money and not receiving. And when that came up, it just was click, 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 click. And it has just all been unfolding with that little teeny, just that little knowledge of, oh my gosh, this is the reason why all this is happening. And I've been playing it out in this lifetime as well, because I haven't cleared the energy around it. So by acknowledging and unraveling and looking at everything, and that's the thing to do, you've got to unravel and look at everything and question everything. I was able to see all these places and I was like, oh shit, you know, I can let this go now. Look at this. Look at all this I've been holding on to. And, it wasn't fear about success or anything. It was about, if I succeed, everything will be taken from me.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because just today I was working with a client who had a similar issue. And I totally forgot about what you told me about you mm-hmm. the other day. And was interesting about that, because yesterday was such a long day for me. I was on Spiritually Raw live hashing out my own personal money stuff. And you know, one of the things that is coming up for me now as I sit here is, you know, there was a point in this hour-long conversation with AJ, who's on Spiritually Raw, and there was a point where, you know, everyone who's watching knows I'm a psychic, okay? Psychic medium.
You and are.
And so there was this point as I was learning to hone my abilities and really moving in them, and even still now, there's this what people would consider imposter syndrome, you know? And mm-hmm. for those who are watching who don't know what imposter syndrome is, it feels, you know, like I'm a fake or I'm a fraud of being a psychic. And the reason why that is because, you know, when you don't have, you know, tools such as tarot or any other divination tools, and I'm just picking up and reading into the energy, it's a bit more challenging to have that proof of evidence, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more challenging to have clients believe you if you aren't dead on, if you aren't 100% accurate. And I really mean 100% accurate, because if you pick it up into somebody's energy, you could also be picking up into the person's energy field of someone else that was in their energy field. And so it's all these variables that come into play. And so it was this point where I thought I wasn't good enough, or always thought that I wasn't, you know, excelling enough or being what I am meant to be. And so as I honed in these abilities, it only allowed me to be a little bit more challenging or judgment of myself, because it's like, okay, I've done this for all these years. I have to be at this level. I have to be this good. I have to be this. And so, yeah, you know, I know that I am this good at what I do, but it still lingers. And so I guess what I'm getting at here is, why do we allow ourselves to be so hard on ourselves when we know that we have these abilities, when we know we have this access to this energy of information that's all around us? You know, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, I think it stems from two things: being judged by others and not belonging.
And that makes sense because, you know, we've been conditioned our whole lives, you know, for someone who has these abilities to say, oh, well, that's, you know, voodoo. Oh, well, that's witchcraft. Oh, you're going to be burned in hell because you believe in the devil's work. And I'm like, what?
And how many people, if you believe in past lives, have been burnt, have been prosecuted, have had all this energy in this quantum, in this cellular structure of who they are? So yeah, once again, that's what's coming up right now.
Yeah. And it was really good in allowing this to come up, and it really sits in my energy, and it's really allowing for this to move, to the process to be moved. And as I'm speaking of this, it's like done, gone, poof. That's so thank you guys for listening to this as I am in my process of being of service. And as I was sitting through this, it really helped me to learn more about what I'm passionate about. And it sparked a fire in me. And so, you know, that it really helped me to see that I no longer want to be this psychic, you know, and not saying that I won't continue to do so, but I will continue to do so in service when it is needed or when it is asked for, or when it's, you know, be, or when I have permission to do so. But what it sparked was this new level of me to be of service to other people, because those who are watching know the kind of service I provide. And it really spoke in me was that this new service, because it's essentially what I do anyway as an energy facilitator, as an energy architect, this soul restoration, because that's essentially what it is now. Because we're at the juncture of humanity where all that no longer has served us in 3D can no longer serve us and hold us in 4th and 5th dimension. So it is now for the time for the soul to be restored, to be made whole again. And so if you guys want more information about my soul restoration service, let me know.
And I love that you say that, you know, Hillis, of everything, because it is so true right now what's happening. And I know a lot of people, and that's why I like to be, you know, raw and core of the experiences I have and things I'm going. I have no problem saying I'm having this happen or I'm having that happen, because it helps us all share with each other. And that I guess that's what I'm getting at, is we all have to be in the truth right now of our feelings, no matter if you're experiencing anger, if you're, be very truthful in how you feel right now, because that's what needs to happen right now. We've been so shut down and so conditioned not to feel. And now's the time to feel from the place of witness.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
And that we don't need to keep, you know, beforehand, we take everything in, all these, you know, all these stories, and, you know, we love stories. We love to keep, we love to hold on to stories. We love to wrap around stories. And now all those stories are kind of floating away, and it is experiencing that human, you know, we're integrating with the higher self of who we are and the human part of us to come together as one to balance everything. Did you just burp?
I did, because I'm laughing because of this, of this synchronistic energy, because you had something in your throat.
I know.
And I have to get it out. I'm like, let me get it out for you.
Thank you, Hillis, for assisting me with that, because I was like, okay, I can't talk now. But, you know, it's so true right now. You know, we've got to really get out of, you know, what I said earlier about the judgment. You know, everything outside is just our playground for us to reflect back what we need to look at with inside our house, or see, or question, or, you know, it's just kind of working and flowing with the energy. And it's not for us to take on anymore in our fields. Because when we take it on in our fields, we hold on to our stories and our patterns. And it's time to get out of the patterns. But also, as you trickle out of the patterns, you have to acknowledge the patterns. So be very, when you're triggered, that's like universe saying, hey, you're getting emotionally triggered inside. That means that something's not clear within your soul that you need to look at right now, that you need to move out so you can work with the universal energies. And we don't have to hold that on, but we just want to attach to everything, and it's time to detach.
Exactly. And I like what Rob said, don't be different and then being made fun of. And that's, you know, all kids. I mean, all kids go through this harshness of being different. I mean, heck, I know I was different and made fun of a lot as a kid. I mean, heck, a black kid with red hair. Come on. That was number one.
Red hair?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah. I mean, well, that... Heck, yesterday was St. Patty's Day. People forget I'm Irish.
You do look like a little leprechaun.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you know. It's the things that makes us different that either one make us stand out or two we get made fun of, and so it's in that energy that we have to embrace who we are. And as we step into the energy of embracing who we are, we then see the triggers. Because I know that I've been triggered a lot this past week of really moving through. Now. Yeah, Rebecca triggers me a lot. No, kidding. But it's in that energy of really understanding because, you know, if we allow ourselves to step into who we are, allow ourselves to step into the guidance of our soul, of our beingness, by understanding what the trigger is, by understanding who we are, by understanding what happened, understanding the direction we want to move into, then we can really, you know, deconstruct the foundation and begin to lay a new foundation. Heck, sometimes you just got to blow it up and just start over again. And heck, I don't mind blowing stuff up now. Yeah. There used to be a time when in my life I was so very careful not to blow stuff up in my life because, you know, we heard the saying, never burn your bridges because you never know when you're going to have to go back. Hell, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back to any of that mess because that's not who I am. And you know, when I said earlier about me, you know, being a psychic and the services that I want to start providing for people, and I'm sincere when I say this. And I hope that you all resonate with me when I say this and when I feel this, because it's, you know, there are, you know, many kind of practitioners in the world right now. You know, you have your street psychics, then you have your tarot readers, you have your oracle readers, you have all these people. You can, I mean, throw a quarter out the window and chances of you hitting a psychic are pretty damn high right about now because there's so many of them on the planet right now. But that's not what's needed. What is needed is for people who are invested in your well-being, like Rebecca and myself, like Rob, like anyone who are invested in your well-being. And to me, that speaks more than anything else. I mean, just like my shaman that I see, you know, when I was away in September, how he was invested in my health. And so if you are not aligning yourself with someone who values your health, your well-being, and not just from a physical space, on a soul level, if they don't value who you are, then you're not with the right person. And it doesn't even have to be me. I don't care who it is, but I do wish it would be me. But it doesn't matter in that respect, because as long as you feel good, as long as you're healthy, as long as you are in alignment with what you want to desire in your heart, everything else doesn't matter anymore. Nothing else truly matters. And I like what Indigo said here, what she's talking about, it's none of my business what others think of me. Love that saying. And so, you know, and I think that should be people's motto right now. Doesn't matter what people think of you anymore. Doesn't matter, you know, about anything. As long as you're happy, screw them, right? What do you think?
I totally agree. You know, don't make assumptions. You know, stay in your truth. Be honest about how you feel. And don't worry about what other people feel. Just remember, if they get triggered, it's just something within them that you need to look at. And seriously, and you're just there to be their mirror for them, to allow them to hopefully explore what is within them that they need to let go of.
Yeah,
And
and
you know,
some
it's
people don't
getting
like looking at the mirror.
yeah, it's getting to a place where you have to be in zero point and not play the game anymore of right, wrong, good, bad, you know, this, that, or whatever. You know, to stay then in that alignment of knowing that both side, you know, it kind of all flows together, you know. So
Yeah,
I might have
exactly.
husky romping room going on here in a second. So just let you know, they're all gathering in front of me. So I don't know what's going to transpire.
They're feeling the energy, but I love what Rob is saying here. So many people abuse the word empath and use it as an excuse to be difficult or lazy, blaming their feelings on others. Yeah, because some people don't like, as we just mentioned, people don't like looking at the mirror. And when you hold up the mirror to someone's face, because I know I didn't for a while, when somebody holds the mirror to me, I'm like, that's not me. What are you talking about? And it's okay to be in denial about it as long as you get to the path of acceptance. As long as you eventually get to say, okay, yeah, that's me. I did
And
it.
if someone else is in a denial or is blame or coming back at you, don't buy into them. Just keep yourself neutral. That's an interesting point of view. I always love that. I learned that along the way. An interesting point of view. That everything's just an interesting point of view. It's just information. Everything's just information. There's no balance or weight of the information. It's just information. And you
Yeah.
don't have to buy into other people's stories. Don't allow yourself to be pulled back in, because that's what's happened a lot right now. People are getting caught up in everybody's stories about everything that's going on in the world right now. And you know, with everything that's going on in the world right now, keep yourself neutral. Don't, because that's the best thing we can do right now, is
Yeah.
keeping ourselves neutral with everything
Yeah,
in that
you
space.
love.
And in the space of love, and just give love to everything, and don't judge anything one way or another, or have our opinion one way or another right now, because that really doesn't mean anything. Because when we keep neutrality and keep love, it doesn't, you know, what you feed grows on either side.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's important right now. And I love that you talked about neutrality, because that's one of my that's where I'm living right now. I don't care what side are you on. I'm like Switzerland. I'm taking it all in, observing and see where I can put my energy best. And I like what Colette says here, where she talks about it's never personal. What someone says is about them. How you hear it, is it about you? And that's interesting, because when we grow from that this space of expansion, sometimes there's that space of ego, and how does ego kick in? Or is ego kicking in? Is it me, or is this true? Or all these things, these things begin to play in your head, in your mind. I'm like, okay, what's really going on? What's really happening? And so it's in that place of ego, of understanding. See, they agree of what's really transpiring in your world and in your life, and it really helps to move in that space of in direction. So it's like, okay, I get it. It's not really about me, but it's also that perception of you feeling it to be about you, to be self-important, which is not wrong. It's not incorrect, but don't misinterpret someone's words or their emotions as they allow for themselves to express what needs to be expressed.
Exactly. And just hold that space of neutrality and compassion for them and love for them. And just remember, you know, most of the people in this world, a lot of people in this world, I say most people, are running around acting from their hurt inner child.
Yes,
And
which needs to be healed. Which needs to be
you see a
restored.
lot of times with little kids that are acting out from things that happened when they were little, and
Man.
they're stuck in these patterns into adulthood, but the mindset around it was when they were 3 years old or 5 years old. So it's like there's no, and most of them just want to be seen or want to be heard. So the best thing you can do is don't agree or disagree with them. Just see them, hear them, and let them be who they are.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the inner child, letting the inner child out to go play.
But no, I'm not saying that.
No, I know you're not. But the thing is, I want people to also understand when you are reacting, and I'm going to say this again, when you are reacting from the space of the inner child, it can be misinterpreted or misconstrued as self-importance, rude, judgy, all these things for you to garner, bring that attention back to you, because that's what the inner child does. The inner child brings that attention back to self. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're doing it from lower vibrating energy, then of course you're going to be stuck in there. And what are you going to do? You're just going to hang out there for a while, just like, wait, till people stop paying attention to you. It's like, okay, what else can I do? Then it just escalates even more. And I'm like, okay, well, what does this person want? You know, what's going on over here? And so when you just nurture the inner child, mm-hmm. when you restore this inner child to have balance, because that's what it's all about anyway. That's the purpose of being in this neutral energy, is to have balance. Neutral means balance.
Yes.
People. Hey, I wish John was here. He could have chimed in on that one. Anytime when there's like a little catchphrase, I always think of John.
You always think of John. Oh my gosh, so funny. And that's what it is all about. But it is very important right now to allow our inner child, our healthy inner child, out to play.
Yes. Go outside and jump rope or play hopscotch or go play tag or red light, green light, you know. Kids don't do that anymore.
No, they're...
Games should be only reserved for adults.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. No, kids are addicted to video games and stuff. Excuse me, I have to... Excuse me, sir. They're taking all my pillows off the sofa right now and throwing them on the floor.
Oh no.
We're having two little inner puppy hissy fits.
Well, that's because they're tuning into the energy of what we are feeling into and what's really moving forward. But it's almost that time, people. So you're more than welcome to begin to put in your spirit questions for the night to receive that additional guidance. Yes.
I want to say something else really cool I forgot about. When, let me go up here. Indigo or Patty said about what the story I was talking about, that they've been going through that as well. But what I thought was really cool was one of the sessions I had was with someone, and I didn't know them, but at the time they were in, I think, Wales or Britain. And where I was, I couldn't get a hold of them because the internet wouldn't work right. So they went somewhere else. So I had this session, and the person was sitting outside of Henschel Castle.
Oh.
Outside of a castle. So it was kind of cool. I had my session outside of a castle, and what came up. So, and it's over in Wales or England, somewhere around. And they said they had the same situation. So I thought that was cool of connecting. Because he said incredible synchronicities. We had a breakthrough yesterday too. So I guess it was all around money as well. And that's where I did the session. It was connected where they live. So anyway, I thought that was
kind awesome. Of
cool that I would share.
And I like what Patty just said here as well, where he's learning to skateboard with his grandson. How cool is that, Patty?
That's fun.
And I just wanted to take this time to acknowledge both Indigo and Patty for their continued support in the work that we do, and for them hopping on the Light Body Activation 2.0 night from yesterday. And so, yeah, I hope you guys are resting and taking it easy, as that was a lot of energy that came in that was in. And so Indigo is also saying that it was actually in Bridgend. So,
okay.
I guess that's
where the castle is. I have no idea. I just thought it was cool. And I thought of him, I found out where he was. What?
We need to go on a castle tour.
I know. Well, I heard you can get into England now. It's very pretty easy.
So who's going to sponsor us for a castle tour? I'm open to ideas. Cosmic Insight on the road.
There you go. I'm all about that. I'll be going, oh, the travel trailer is getting to the end. It's going to be fixed soon.
And then Kelsey McKinsey will really be on the road for sure.
Yes. So my travel trailer's name was Petunia, and I feel with her upgrade of everything that happened, she needs a new name. Or my, I don't know. So I'm thinking of a new fun name. So if anybody has any suggestions for a new name, put them in the comments or send it to us so I can rename
Yes, a
my
new
trailer.
name for Rebecca's trailer. Yeah, Rob is saying that Bruce is setting up a Scotland Island trip next year.
Anyway, we could talk off with that.
Yeah, and then Patty's like, "We got castles here." Hey, as long as things are opening up and allowing the things to flow, we are there. I mean, trust me, I don't mind traveling. I kind of miss traveling, you know? Because, I used to go everywhere. I used to go everywhere, and now I'm not. So, you guys, as we wait for these questions to come in, when you both visit, we'll have to. Yeah, definitely. I mean, castles for sure. I mean, especially to visit some of my rich heritage and the Celtic energies. So yeah, who knows? And we're just babbling because we are just, it's
I'm feeling the
Friday.
energy of the storm passing, so I'm just like, woo.
But then,
And
you
is
know,
tonight the full moon? I got
it
confused.
was last night, I
It was
think.
last night. I thought it was, why did I think it was tonight?
Yeah, but I'm hanging out with my new bestie.
Is that your new bestie?
This is my new bestie. Indigo met her last night.
Oh, there you go.
Indigo and Patty met her last night. But she's been on the show with us before, you know.
Yes. I don't have any besties with me today. I could probably find something. Oh, a rock.
From where?
This rock is actually from Crestone, Colorado. Oh, I got some fun. Oh, look at this.
Oh, you told others you said that's the pottery artifact. I
Yeah, it's
remember.
a pottery artifact.
I remember. See,
My next
Rebecca
one
has
comes in
like
a huge pot.
interesting.
I've got all kinds of stuff I could grab.
Yeah, Rebecca has a very interesting collection of stuff. But so we have our first question for the night from Patty S. Yay, Patty. Patty's like, so Patty, you're in charge of the questions tonight, huh? Have we seen our new home yet? And what does spirit say about this? So what I feel instantly when I read that, Patty, is a yes.
Oh, I'm not interrupting, but Gillian said that it is tonight the full moon.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, sorry, I just saw that.
Yeah. So what I feel is a yes, and I feel it was the video that you sent to me, you guys. And that's what I feel, that it is definitely that place, as I feel that you mentioned it does require a little bit of maintenance, but it is definitely one for the family. And it's something that you can be proud of to pass down and keep in the family. So yes. I believe that is the one for you. Rebecca's frozen.
I'm getting a vision here.
I know.
I just feel it's coming. I mean, I could just tell you what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing a little white fence, with rolling hills and countryside, and it's like I'm seeing a white cottage with like a thatch it kind of roof, I guess. I thatch it, maybe that's the wrong word. Window boxes out front, and it's a pretty big place with property. That's what I've shown. So take that for what it is and feel into that. So that's what I saw when I asked that question.
Yes, and Indigo is saying I was pushed up the drive towards the house by a love of energy. It was amazing. So yeah, so And I think that's what you described is what was in the video that she sent to me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, and I believe the cottage you were talking about is how it's going to look when it's when they get done, because it's there's some work that needs to be.
The window, and I'm seeing window box, and I'm actually seeing flowers in the window boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, you know, I don't feel a timeline when it's coming together, but that's I know it's being created or it is created. So.
Yes. 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 So there you have it. You guys have it. You guys just have to be patient to move in and allow it to happen. Oh, Deborah, that's so exciting to hear. Yay. Yeah, the energies are really shifted now. I mean, I'm as what they would call or say spirit drunk right about now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here, but I'm not here.
Yeah, I'm... And I've been getting well all week. I've been all the mucus and stuff and just coming out of my body this week. And as we move through these energies, I want people to be mindful of where they are, what they're doing, what's happening in their lives, because this is now time for us to really take everything that we have learned in the past month or two and take it to the next level. And if you aren't ready to take it to the next level, you just might be pushed to go up, because right now in the beginning the energies were a bit gentle. Mm-mm. not saying that they are being forceful, but they are a bit more aggressive, a little bit more intense to say like, okay, come on.
It's intense. Yeah. There's an intensification to them.
Yeah. I have posted a question. Wait, did I miss your question, Indigo? Ah, I see. I don't know. See, that's what happens. Things get lost in a shuffle because I saw Patty's and didn't see yours. And I'm so sad. Thank you for reposting. Thank you. Sorry for that, Miss Indigo. You want to take this one, my dear?
What do we take? I'm sorry. Daisy's over here staring at me. She wants me to say hi to everyone. Yeah, she's sending love and energy. So she was like, any message?
No, so are there any messages for me tonight? Mm. And you know what I hear for you, my dear, is patience. And yeah, patience. And there's one other thing that I will mention to you, but I'll talk to you about it offline. Yeah, because it's also time for you to, well, I'll just say this. It's also time for you to now that everything is coming into alignment. Now it's time for you to get health in order as well, because the home is coming, finances are coming, and now it's time to get the health in order. And so now that's the next, phase. Is what I feel for you, because everything else is working. Everything is boom, 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 lining up for you. Because yeah, mostly because of your stepdad and then everyone else who's helping you, everyone who's around you helping you. See, even Daisy. Or was that Finn?
That was Finn.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm sure you'll hear Cosmo soon. And I don't know what Daisy's gonna do. She's left. Yeah. She said what she needed to say, and she has moved on. So, in saying that, my love, I'm going to say something. I'm just trying to put it together. So, I feel that you're shifting from where you were in thinking of your life and your world around you from a smaller vision to a big vision. Something that you thought wasn't tangible before. And I feel like since you've been clearing and cleansing, that you're in the process right now of being a new writer, a new editor of your new story. And in this, outside help has come to help assist you. So you can take the worry. I'm feeling the worry is just going to fall off. So you can sit back and actually step into this vision, this true vision that you really have for yourself. that you haven't been able to totally fully embrace because of all the worry you've had around you. And I feel like there's an opening now going on. And once again, too, with the health as well. And I feel as this happens and all this moves off, you know, healthy ways of eating is going to come in so you can restore your health along with, and it's just all going to fall into place. But I feel like the first thing needed to happen first for you have the energy to do the rest. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that because I've been working with Indigo. Mm-hmm. And everything that you said is pretty much everything that we've been doing. So, yeah.
All good. It's all connected. We're all connected.
Yep. Yeah. And right now, this has been like a serious uptick in the energy. It's like.
Well, you do have romper room going on.
Husky. Well, romper. I mean, always aside aside from the romper room, you know, aside from that.
Yeah. I tell you, I noticed today, twice today. There's an interesting cloud formations out there.
Dragons.
It was a dragon. There was a huge, like, gray dragon. I felt like a smoke dragon all over Jack's Beach area where I live when I was coming home. And then I went out right before. So cool. I went out right before the show started because the storm was rolling in. And the sky was just, it was just really interesting. Like, it was a whole nother level of colors I had never seen before. It was just, but I looked up. And you saw the darkness, you know, kind of talking about the light, you know, the dark and the light. You saw the darkness of this storm rolling in. But I looked up and there's like hundreds of birds above me, like flying, you know, running away from the darkness, you know. And it was just, I don't know, it's just really cool to witness that many birds up just like getting out of the way of this huge storm coming in and, you know, to keep themselves clear. Of the chaos that was coming.
Yes. And so Patty says, I'm seeing magical changes with her. Someone says she's soaring, and I concur. So give yourself a pat on the back, Miss Indigo, because it's all you. I mean, So yeah, we have this discussion. I'm going to reiterate it right now. But you know what I'm feeling right now, Rebecca?
What are you feeling?
I don't know. I'm feeling that we should... You know, move into the tuna.
Tonight's gonna be what? I broke out the song.
That we should move into the tuna because I just feel the energy is like.
Okay.
There's pulsating energy.
Oh, I can say it's the dogs. Or, well, being here.
Well, right on now, your end, yes.
On my end, I can feel, but it's coming through.
Yeah. And so, since there aren't that many questions this evening, so we're going to skip ahead. We're not really skipping, just moving along, moving forward.
We are flowing.
Yes, flowing into this week's tune-up.
And I just wanted to let everyone know, because you know I'm so wonderful about promoting myself.
Yes, do it, do it, do it.
Like, that, you know, if, you know, contact me, RebeccaGregory7@gmail.com, because I do individual sound sessions for people that I call them cosmic tune-ups. But they're after this week, they have gone to another level. So, if you want to, I do individual sessions. So if you'd be interested in that, just give me a shout, you know, and work with you. And it's pretty digging right in there and zapping it out and moving on.
She's the sound zapper.
I'm the zapper girl. Pa-boom.
It's done.
Oh, time to mess around with that nonsense. We get right in there, get it out, and move on. So you do what you're supposed to do here. Stop all this nonsense.
Yes, she
does. All that nonsense we keep wrapped around us. Because it is silly nonsense. If you really think about it, the silly nonsense
we put of the human experience.
Of the human experience.
The school that we are now evolving and graduating from and into something new.
I told you my thing on that. When you can graduate, you graduate when you cannot be triggered by your family.
Well, okay. I'm going to pause right there.
That is my interesting point of view on that one.
No, but what if you don't have family to get your goodbye?
Well, everybody has some form of family.
Okay.
Your friends could be your family. Your dogs could be your family.
Okay.
Everybody has some type of family. Or you could be your own family. Okay. You trigger yourself all the time.
Okay.
I like that. So family is such an open definition of what that is.
I like that.
Your family could be the butcher down the street that you get meat from.
I like that.
We create our own family.
I like that. And I like what Colette says. A good mom dad said, if you think you are enlightened, go home for the weekend.
Exactly. See?
Thank go you. Home for the weekend. Oh, yeah.
Colette, thank you so much. Because I know all these incredible quotes, but I never can remember them. So thank everyone who does remember them that can post them for us.
Yeah. So what are we going to do? It's time for the tuna, but I don't, it's just gonna happen. Okay, let me stop misbehaving. I'm misbehaving over here.
Are you laughing at your inner child out? You know why? I'm gonna tell you why Hillis is misbehaving. I'm gonna call you out, Hillis.
What?
Hillis is misbehaving because he's so excited that he ordered some of his favorite cookies and they're on the way.
Well, you forgot the best part.
What?
They were 50% off 24-hour sale. Anyway, all right, enough.
Oh, that's fun. You got to have fun. Silly fun. Yeah. Don't get all serious with me. We're having fun tonight.
I know we are.
Let's get all serious.
So as we connect to these beautiful divine energies, as I flow to the connection to Rebecca...
I need a second because I'm just in a silly mood right now.
I know. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
I'm picturing you with red hair and a leprechaun hat on.
And as I flow these energies out to Rebecca, as I flow these energies out to those who are watching now and later, allowing this divine presence, this divine creator energy of nameless light energy, to envelop us, to hold us, to unite us as one, as we move forward in these beautiful times, allowing us to recognize ourselves, to honor ourselves, to see ourselves as we are open to the fulfillment of our desires, as we are open to the fulfillment of our purpose, as we are open to the fulfillment of the energy of the unconditional love that is on this planet, that is emerging on this planet, that is descending from the stars, from the heavens above, allowing for these all-encompassing energies to unite us in the peace, in the love, in the joy, in the happiness, yes, happiness of who we are as we prepare to receive these beautiful tones to clear away the triggers, to free us from the triggers, and for us to look more intently in ourselves, to find our path and purpose, to support ourselves in new and beautiful ways, to support our families, our friends in beautiful ways, to be the example of the energy of unconditional love.
The unconditional love, no definition of love, because love is just is. And also, as you hear these sounds tonight, they're coming in right now to really allow yourself to witness anything that's out of balance with yourself. That is okay, but you need to open up to witness it, to allow it to move forward, to acknowledge it and love it as well. For that is part of who we are. In the balance of who we are, into the alignment of who we are, to ebb and flow through the life that we have chosen to be here for, to evolve what we're evolving into. Ooh. Take a deep breath in. You can put your hand on your heart and a hand on your stomach. Just feel the vibration move through your body. Or any sensations you might have at this time. Allow the beauty of who you are to sparkle and shine. In this moment, in this now, in this time that we need to be in the now. Not in the future, not in the past, but enjoy the now as we walk the sacred path to oneness of who we truly are.
We go kihito as we open this door, this portal of divine energy, this portal of divine love. She must see as we allow this key to connect to what is being expressed in this moment as we allow for this ascension. Sea lion Anut, this ascension of this energy of unconditional love to step into the new awareness of who we are, the new awareness of what we desire to be, what we have designed ourselves to be in this divine blueprint, this blueprint of your being, this blueprint that is yours and only yours, no one else's, as you have your own plan and path, but yet it all leads back to the source, the creator, the prime creator, this nameless light energy, energy so brilliant, so pure that it needs not a name, but it only a feeling. And you know when this arrives to you, and when you arrive to it, because it is an agreement in which must be met, the circumstances, the conditions to meet this energy as you have fulfilled what needed to be fulfilled in you, the fulfillment of your life, the letting go of the pain, the suffering, the trauma, because yet we have endured so much, and for what? To allow for this reward, but it's not a reward, to allow for this merging, this connection with this union of creator energy to sustain us on many, 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 many levels, because we are this light. We are this love. And the time for looking outside ourselves is done. Yes, it is okay to seek guidance. Yes, it is okay to ask for help and to give that permission to receive what you are asking. But know that it all begins in you. It all begins with the simple word. It all begins by giving permission and allowing permission to bring it in, to receive. And as you receive, you allow the balance of energy to give what is in the heart, to give what is true. And this true essence of this nameless light energy, this creator energy, this beautiful energy that surrounds us, holds us, lifts us in ways that we are remembered in ways that we are remembering, in ways that we are reminded of what we ought to do. And with this, you too will know. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much. I had to go away for a little while. We had a little incident.
It's fine. But I thank you to the guardians of the show.
Yes.
Who guide us, who watch over us, and is disseminating the message on the behalf of those watching. Thank you to those who are watching. Thank you to those who are present. Thank you to those who allow themselves to receive. Because it's all you.
Exactly.
It's all you, Rebecca.
I'm my silly leprechaun energy. See what you got me in now. But I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for being here and showing up and saying yes to yourselves, because it's so important right now, and sharing the love with us for this show that we create. And also, I want to acknowledge Gambi. Gambi and I had a beautiful exchange this week, and you know what I'm talking about, sister. So I wanted to acknowledge you for the beautiful light you are and what you're about to create in this world, from my heart to yours. And I thank you for the co-creation. Just wanted to let you know that. So, yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome, Indigo. And you are most welcome as well, Deborah. And Deborah, it's time for you to work with one of us. I think you will be well served by stepping into the energy of receiving guidance from either Rebecca or myself. And Gambi, thank you so much as well.
Mm-hmm.
And until next week, everyone, we'll see you next Friday. And
keep on swimming.
And keep on exploring as we
keep on exploring. And remember, don't limit yourself. Create yourself. Be the change in you.
Yes.
Until next time.
Until next week, everyone.